Yeah, I'm not too sure at the moment. I mean, I think the message he gave the medical staff that he heard a click in his knee, which doesn't sound nice, but I'm hoping that it's not too serious, but it didn't look good.
On the whole, though, one of the best performances away from home that you've had in your time at Brentford?
Yeah, I thought it was excellent. The first half, we were outstanding. Just the intensity of our pressing without the ball, our intensity on the ball, the speed of what we moved it at. And the only disappointment was that, you know, we weren't out of sight at half-time. We only had the one goal to show for it. Second half, I thought they started better than we did. We probably played a little bit deeper and, you know, got the message on that we need to try and score a second goal rather than just sit back. And they certainly did that. Our counter-attacking at pace was a joy to watch, and it created a number of chances.
And Romain Sawyers, of course, last week, as you know, he was the subject of some booing by some Brentford fans after last week's game. He's now an instant fans' favourite, isn't he?
He certainly is, and that's the way football goes sometimes. I don't think it was aimed at him last week. It was the frustration at us losing at the time, 2-0. But I said he's thick-skinned. I think his performance tonight and the goal has certainly pleased every Brentford fan, and they can see what it meant to him when he got the goal.
Scott Hogan's caught the eye so much this season, but Josh Clarke will have been eye-catching for a lot of people watching tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's a young kid who's come from non-league not so long ago, so he's still learning the game. But on the ball today, he was a constant threat, a constant menace. He's growing in confidence. He's learning the game still. He's better without the ball. And, he's deserved his place in the team over recent weeks.
And obviously you took the chances at one end, but at the other end he had an outstanding defence tonight. And John Egan at the back, Andreas Bjelland, Maxime Kagan had a fantastic display at right back tonight.
I thought we had four warriors at the back because, you know, when they brought Poulter on, they had two big ones up front and they put it in there. We defended our box really well. And, you know, the game in the end always comes down to the two penalty boxes, and I thought we were the better team in both.
When you talk about this before a game, you're always concentrating on the fact that it's just another football match. But for those Brentford fans in the school end tonight, it's the first time they've seen their side win here since 1964. It's a big moment for them and for this football club.
It is. I mean, I wasn't even born the last time we won here. So it's, it's great. We've got some diehard Brentford fans in our staff who, you know, have already given me a kiss. They said, if you win today, we'll give you a kiss. So I've had one on each cheek already. So, no, it's great for them. And I'm pleased for the supporters as well, because we were poor last year, got beat 3-0, soundly beaten, and I know how sore that was. So it's nice now to go away with 3 points in the bag over the local rivals and bragging rights.
And you're just outside the playoff spots as well.
Yeah, we are, and you know that is our aim, to get into that top six. We feel we're a good enough team. We don't think that the results over the last few weeks have merited the performances that we've had. So we was never too despondent. There was always a confidence of how we were playing. And if we put the performances in, the results will come.
Of course, in 7 days' time, 8 days' time, you play another West London derby. If the Brentford staff are happy enough after tonight, you know, imagine what they might be like if you win another one.
Cool, I could be getting kisses on the lips then. No, yeah, no, but we'll take whatever we can. We played Fulham last year. One of my first games at their place, we drew 2-2 and then we beat them 3-0 at home. So more of the same would certainly be the question. But we'll work really hard in training this week. We were bright this week, and that showed on the pitch today.
And just a final message to those Brentford fans. I think 3,000 out there tonight at least, and for them a special moment.
A very special moment, and they were vociferous all game. Singing and getting behind us, and I'm just so pleased that they can go away with the bragging rights tonight.